Everybody, welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio, a friend you can count on. 1080 on your AM dial for 50 years come September, and of course, the one, 95.1 FM. So, how was your weekend? Isn't it great that it was just beautiful on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday? A little bit cold, even went to a graduation party already, and of course it was outside in the yard, and it was cold out there. Ooh. And by the way, Friday night was just gorgeous, and you know I have that old convertible, and I took that out, picked up a friend, and just kind of rode around Northfield and looked at different things, conversed, and stopped and talked to a lot of people. I ran into three guys on Friday night that was interesting. It was John Tuma. You remember him. He was a Democrat at one time, became a Republican, and he, of course, served in the legislature. Then I ran into Paul Bowmaster. Of course, he's with the Dakota County Attorney Office. And I also ran into Mr. Winchittle, who used to be the treasurer for Rice County. And we had a nice chit-chat. So I hope your weekend was as great as mine. But it's Monday morning. It's back to work, if you can call my job work. And I have an interesting guest in studio this morning. And he did bring his guitar. And we're going to learn all about him. And we're going to also hear some music from him. And I want to welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair, Daniel Grant Smith. Did I get it right?
Well, then? Good morning, Wayne.
Are you Daniel?
Well, we don't do Danny too much. That's usually when my mother's mad at me. I think I heard that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Grant Smith.
And the whole deal here is that you are a performer, and you're a singer, a writer, arranger, guitar player, and what else can I say?
Well, that's pretty good. I'm going to scratch writer off of there. I don't do much writing, but I prefer to think I am a freelance do-it-all everything. A little bit from entertainment, theater, guitar, sing. Oh, let's see, what else can I do? I'm not going to say announcer because I'm going to leave that to you.
All right. And, of course, people are saying, okay, Wayne, Daniel Grant Smith, you described him. Where's he from? And I say, Daniel. Is that what you want me to call you, Daniel?
Daniel's great.
Okay. Where are you from?
Well, I started out in Kenosha, Wisconsin, born on Lake Michigan, and hung out there for a while and decided to go to school. And when I got done with school, my mom said, I think you should go west, young man. Go west. So she did. So she exiled me to Minnesota.
From Michigan?
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha. I used to work in, that's where I got my start in broadcasting, was in Toma, Wisconsin.
Toma, land of the speed traps, yes.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yes. I've seen those people.
You won't be old enough to remember, but Toma was known for the fact that 90 and 94 split right there.
Oh, yeah.
And when I first got the job in August of 1964, I think it might have been in 65, they had jingles on this radio station. It says WTMB, WTMB, Toma, Austin Broadcasting Company, where the eye divides.
I
didn't understand it. I played it, but I had no idea what it meant. So that's how I got introduced to that part of the world. And when you migrated from Kenosha, what town did you end up in Minnesota?
Well, I do prefer to think exiled, true. But yes, I've made that trip many a times through Toma. And I ended up, actually, it's an interesting story.
Well, I want to hear it.
I sat there in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and I just got done with my schooling, and by George, there was just no jobs available. So I had my dad was living down in the Florida Keys then, and I said, man, wouldn't that be a great place to go? So I set up a nice little gig down in Miami. It's all set to go. I packed my shorts and ready to go, and ring, ring, ring. This is the Mayo Clinic calling. Would you like a job? Wait, no. Miami's calling. Miami's calling. And then mom chimes in.
And?
Go west, young man. You can go there for a very short stint.
Mayo.
Mayo Clinic.
And what job did they offer?
Oh, I actually went through radiology school there. So I took a job at Mayo Clinic at the tender age of 20 years old.
So you would be a radiologist?
Oh, boy. No, I didn't want to go to school for 27 years. So I'm a technologist right now.
Okay.
So I decided that my mom said, you know, I know you really want to play some music. I know you want to do that. But why don't you just go there for 1 or 2 years and then you can do anything you want. Well, 31 years later, I'm still sitting in Rochester, Minnesota. But then...
Hey, thanks for coming up. Now, how my show works is that I introduce you to our listeners.
Great.
And then what I do is I start from where were you born, and we chronologically go through your life.
Oh, boy.
And,
oh boy.
And tell all the side stories, fun stories. It's all positive, nothing negative.
All euphoric recall.
And but first of all, I like to introduce your musical abilities to our listeners. I love it when you do a cover song so people can say, oh, I know that song, and he did it well. Some guys sitting where you're seated right now, they are writers, and they want to only perform their own music. And you go, well, that may be nice, but I don't recognize it.
You got that right.
So I like it when you guys in the industry call it a cover.
Cover tunes.
Yeah. So let's get a little bit of your talent right now. Introduce. You've been on stage. You know how to introduce yourself, what you're going to do.
Sure.
And this microphone here, if it will spring, you can put that closer to the guitar if it will stay there.
Sure.
And, there you go. Well,
Wayne, thanks for inviting me today. This is, way back when, when I was growing up there, my dad actually was one of the first instigators. He went out onto the road. When I was about five, he kind of split off from the family a little bit and found himself
a new woman.
Found himself a new singer to introduce into the family. And it introduced kind of a new way of life for me, so it kind of sparked a little interest at the tender age of 10. So about the age of 11, I decided that there's a lot of girls playing guitar, and I think we need a couple more guys playing guitar. So picked up the instrument, and somehow happened. My dad started traveling the country. This was the time of the Sonny and Cher and the Captain and Tennille, and there was duos hitting the Holiday Inn lounge scene everywhere, and it just...
Little Peter, Paul, and Mary?
You got it. So I was introduced into the at the age of about 12 or 13 to traveling on the road, going from lounge to lounge. So that was kind of interesting, and his kind of music is kind of where it started, I guess you could say. Kind of planted a seed in there, so...
So what are you going to do for us this morning?
Well, back from that era, you know, there's a few songs from that era that kind of stuck in my mind. I didn't want to start out too radical, but, one of my big influences back then was a gentleman that we just kind of lost recently, a Mr. Glenn Campbell. So,
oh, yeah. Wow, okay.
So, you know, for some of the ones that are a little older, that's kind of where it all started for me, some folk music and some 70s rock came later, but, you know, when you're hitting a lounge scene, you're into entertainment. You're not just, you know, so that's where it kind of all started for me.
Well, let's strum the guitar and present a selection.
You make a plan before your big chance is gone. You get a house in the hills, you're paying everyone's bills, tell you that you're gonna go far. But in the back of your mind, hear it time after time, is that what you really want? Country boy, got your feet in L.A., but your mind's on Tennessee. Looking back, I can't remember the time that I sang my song for free. Country boy, you got your feet in L.A., take a look at everything you own. Now and then my heart keeps going home. Talking on the telephone, setting up another day for people to meet. You gotta do what's right, you gotta spend the night staying in touch with the street. When you're surrounded by friends, they say the fun never ends, but guess you gotta figure it out. 'Cause in the back of my mind, I hear it time after time, is that what it's all about? Country boy, you got your feet in L.A., but your mind's on Tennessee. Looking back, I can't remember the time when I sang my song for free. Country boy, look, say, take a look at everything you own. But now and then my heart keeps coming on.
Country boy. Hey, thank you. That was sure. Very good. You enjoy yourself, don't you?
I do have a good time. It's certainly true.
I can just tell by that. I do, too. So we are.
I can tell that.
One of the things that I say all the time on the Wayne Eddy Affair is that there's always a connection one way or the other. Our connection is that you're going to be performing this weekend in Faribault.
It's true.
And tell me a little bit when you're going to be performing and what you'll be presenting.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Well,
can you work the mic a little?
Since I came to this area, I was kind of done in Rochester in 2013, and then I decided retirement would be a great gig, but I decided maybe I was just a hair too young, found this fabulous place called Northfield Hospital, which we call Cornfield Radiology. So we decided that this would be a good place to come and, kind of go to chapter two.
Who's we?
Well, that's interesting because my daughter is over at St. Olaf now, and she's going to be graduating in a week. My daughter, Charlotte. And so she kind of came there right about the same time. And then I decided that this would be a good place to kind of set up shop. And so now she's finishing. And she's going to go teach over in St. Peter, so it's a great place. But in the meantime, I said, I really need to find out who the local musicians are here. So as fate would have it, a Miss Lori Williams tripped on me, almost literally, over at Heartworks Studio, where we're doing some yoga, and she found out I was a musician and decided to ask some questions. And it turns out that she's quite the local musician, I guess, and she's been established in the area quite a bit. So we decided that we might want to explore some possibilities of playing some music together, and that is what got me here. So
the deal is you're going to be at Faribault at 10,000 drops of the new distillery down there, or beer maker.
So Lori Williams and I decided that we were going to put something together for the summer, and which is now our new band called The Layout.
So Layout?
The Layout.
Oh, there's a story behind that name.
Oh, of course there's a story behind that, because there's something about musicians where anybody can hit the pedal to the metal and drive it home, but it takes just the right formula to know when to lay out. So we found this great and other local talent whom you had on the show last week, a Mr. Ray Coudray.
Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah. Oh, of course he's fun. We don't just take anybody into the fold, let me tell you.
Help me out again. Layout, you just explained it, but I'm trying to figure. Layout, does that mean that you just don't care? this is us, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. No, that, you know, anybody can play 1,000 notes, but it takes just the right person to play just one or two notes. And it's also laying out and letting the next musician in to, so everybody gets featured. So fun.
Okay. And so I, as an observer, say, oh, he got a solo.
Right.
Okay, especially when you're listening to several different talented voices in different guitar work. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we decided that it would be great to get together and for the summer, and because I think everybody really, really wanted to hear Lori Williams and Ray Coudray come out and play locally here. And I was just the one that was so honored to be accepted into the fold, me being, you know, the sort of out-of-towner. So we've had a fabulous time getting together, and the 10,000 drops is going to be on our agenda for our what we call our debut weekend here. So we're also going to start the weekend across the street here at the Contented Cow.
Oh, Norm Butler.
Yeah.
So, things were happening in Northfield on Friday night.
Oh, man, you telling me.
I mean, no matter, I was out cruising with an old friend. And, you know, you go by over the bridge. I had a convertible. You can hear the music as you go over the 2nd Street Bridge, the 4th Street Bridge, down Division Street.
Yeah. We're hoping.
So you were there on Friday night?
Well, we're going to be here this coming Friday night. And it's graduation weekend. So as a college parent, I know that that's a pretty in-demand weekend in Northfield, Minnesota. Better known as one of the kings of the Hallmark Channel town here. So okay. So I think the town's going to be really hopping this Friday night, and I'm very honored to say we're going to be able to bring some talent to the Cow.
And, of course, you're going to be in Faribault.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that. It's a celebration it's called the 4070, and that is Dave Vistendahl, Visti.
Yes, David.
And he is going to be celebrating his 70th birthday.
I know.
And 40 years in law. And I ran into him Friday night and had a great conversation with him about what's coming up. And I know he's pretty excited about. But every morning about this time, I get excited about the quarterback club.
Oh, fabulous place.
Do you
fabulous. Go there? Oh, my goodness.
What do you enjoy at the
chicken,
QB?
Chicken.
Oh, yeah, the roasted chicken. Well, let me tell you, have you tried their baby back ribs?
No, I have not.
Let me tell you. They have a rack, or a third of rack, or a half a rack, and that has mountains of madness just oozing all over them in the form of their special sauce. Those ribs are so delicious that you'll say, what? At a place like the Quarterback Club, which some people call a fast food restaurant, you can get these delicious BBQs? No way. The price, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And, of course, breakfast is another big time at the QB, the Quarterback Club on
they have
Highway
breakfast?
3.
No way.
Oh, you know that. They're open from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. for breakfast Monday through Saturday.
You're killing
Sundays,
me.
They let the nonprofits have their they do have pancake feeds and things like that. So they give the morning crew on Sunday the day morning off so that people can go and help. A nonprofit organization. Isn't that nice?
Oh, man, I tell you, that Quarterback Club is one of the more fabulous places to eat around this town.
I like you.
that's a fan favorite for radiology. What are we going to do? Quarterback Club.
Radiology. What is a radiologist? Wait a minute. I want to do it chronologically. I got a feeling that you have a very interesting upbringing.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to do one more song before you can put the guitar down and just look each other in the eye?
Sure.
That sounds kind of creepy, doesn't it?
Well, kind of a full circle thing is, you know, My dad ended up in Florida, so it ended up, I kind of turned into a parrot head down there. So
a what?
A parrot head.
A pear or?
Parrot.
As in squawk?
Squawk.
What's a parrot head?
Parrot head. That's somebody who hangs out in Margaritaville.
Okay. You know, I was thinking that, but do they really call them that? The parrot heads?
Yeah, parrot head. That's what we call the Jimmy Buffett squadron.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
People like to have fun without causing any trouble.
Oh, is that part of it? Oh, okay.
Well, sure. Besides you.
Yeah. Right. Okay. No.
Okay.
So actually, we became parrot heads down there at an early age, and the funny thing is now we're circling back because Jimmy Buffett's coming up to Minnesota this 4th of July weekend, so we're going to have to pay homage to the parrot head club.
Before you do that.
Yes.
Okay, because I get something going in my head.
Uh-oh.
And then it's gone.
Then it's gone.
Okay. Do you know my 6 Mile Grove?
Yes, Brandon and John Wheeler is a musician buddy of mine too. Brandon Sampson
is my prosthetist.
Don't mispronounce that.
When I put it in and when I talk it into the phone, it comes out. I can't meet with you at my because I have to go see my prostitute.
There's many,
but you know Brandon.
I know Brandon,
and he's been in the studio on more than one occasion.
He's a major talent.
And one of his songs I like is Steel Man, and I was talking to the guy that was in here last week about that. And the point is that there's always a connection once again. And here's a connection. You're from Rochester, moved to Northfield. Mm-hmm. Did you ever play with Brandon?
Actually, when I was working audio in Rochester, I've done a couple. I do so many different things. I was working with the audio company, and we ran sound for a couple of Brandon's shows at the Rochester Civic Theater. So
oh, okay. Is that a good theater for acoustics?
Actually, it is. But okay. We always bring in, it's a good theater acoustic, but we usually bring in electronics and stuff for beefier shows like that.
You know Jerry Lance?
Oh, Jer. Jer Lance.
Yeah.
Yes. It is my dream to pair with Jer Lance because I want to play electric guitar in front of his big orchestra. That would be my dream.
He sat right where you're sitting.
He's fabulous.
Yeah.
You're bringing all the talented people. I'm humbled.
Well, I'll tell you what. As I asked before, I'll repeat once more. And I'm going to leave this particular studio while you're doing your song. And then I'll be back before you're finished. But I have to go get a piece of paper that I forgot to get at the beginning because, you know.
Well, that's good to hear your paper training.
So because you're so good as a lounge lizard.
Thanks.
You're the one that brought it up. said it.
I did cut my teeth in lounge.
I am going to get the audio here fixed. So go ahead, do your thing. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Grant Smith.
Trying to amend my carnivorous habit. Made it nearly 70 days. Losing weight without speeding sunflower seeds. Say, drinking all the carrot juice and soaking up a raise. Night I have these wonderful dreams. I'm kind of sent to a treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, or whole wheat. Just a big warm bun and a huge piece of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Alien mayo with mustard be nice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Heard about the old time sailor man. They'd eat the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread. Said could raise the dead. It just reminds me of a menu at a Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn. Times change sailors these days, and I'm in port. I get what I need. Not Havanas or bananas or daiquiris. Not American creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger is paradise. Medium rare with mustard be nice. Heck it all over an onion slice. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Well, I like mine with lettuce and tomatoes. I'm 57 and french fried potatoes. Pickles or pickle with a cold draft beer. Well, good God almighty, which way do I steer to? Cheeseburger in paradise. I'm fit to captain and about too precise. Big and all over an onion slice. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
All right, I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the fact that you can multitask?
Multitask.
You're singing, you are playing a guitar, and then the banjo, not the, what is that called?
That's my foot tambourine.
Yeah, there we go. I was wondering where that was coming from. And I stepped out of the room here for a second. I'm going, hey, I'm hearing a tambourine, and both his hands are on the guitar. How does that happen? Well, you are billed as Wild Man Dan.
Go figure.
Wild Man Dan Smith has been playing guitar and entertaining since age 11 and is a veteran of many area bands, including the 4321 All-Stars of Minneapolis. What's that?
Well, the 4321 All-Stars, we're going to be playing actually the same weekend up there. We call it a house band up there. We call it the Tuesday Night Card Club. We just have a bunch of musicians that get together, and available.
What's up there?
Well, Lake Hiawatha, the 4321 Club, is sort of our gathering. It's what we call a house club. And eventually, they make us come out of the basement and perform.
All right. I also like the name you have down in Rochester, the Lost Faculties. Well, the Lost Faculties.
Lost Faculties, yeah. That's my Rochester band. They've been around for 20 years. They're actually a Rochester staple, and they've been around so long that it's kind of a rite of passage for most of the Rochester musicians to make a passage through that band eventually. I am... Nathan and Phil were the two Casson High School teachers that decided to go do a little show for the kids, and the kids thought they were so good that they had lost their faculties, so they said, hey, what a great idea. 20 years later, the band is still in the road. It's, we play the whole area around here. We actually almost get up this way. Yeah, we're actually just played in Pine Island at the car show on Saturday. We're going to go up June 10th and play the Pine Island Park Concert, Dodge Center, and back to Rochester VFWs. And we have horns and everybody plays.
Horns?
Yeah, we have our lead singer, Bobby. She plays trombone, and Nathan is a jack of all trades, plays guitar and mandolin and saxophone and just a wild.
What would be some of the songs you would play with a horn when you're more countryfied?
Well, that's interesting. Stuff like Ides March, I think, like Vehicle is one of the tunes we play. They kind of stretch out and I'm trying to think. So all of the old sort of heavy R&B kind of songs, Gimme Some Lovin',
you don't have to tread on it too much. I thought you were going to go into a song there. You're just reminding myself
of which songs they play with the horns. Yeah, it's a fabulous band. We play down in that district left and right. So I try to diversify between all the three different bands I play.
What do you think of a group, we're talking national, international, big stars right now. Do you like Bruno Mars?
Oh, my goodness.
Is Mr. Talent?
See, that's the best part about him is he's not just a musician. He is a talent. He's an entertainer. Because it's not just about playing like a jukebox. It's about entertaining. You know, it's about getting out there.
Oh, he is entertaining.
Oh, man.
And the reason when you said horns, I love it when you have horns in your in a presentation.
It really makes a big difference.
I think so. That's why I like Casablanca, the North, big group with the couple of people from Northfield, CB. Well,
Those are the big bands that really attract attention.
You know who I mean, and they're big time. We had them at the Feed Jesse James days in one of the most expensive Casablanca or CB or what.
Everybody wants to come out and dance to those big bands with the horns.
Yeah.
And in the style of Bruno Mars.
9:32, so we have another hour and a half that we're going to be visiting. How many songs do you want to play, sing? And I want to get into the in-depth part because they're going to be a fun interview.
Wayne, you're just flooring me here. This is great. I've come equipped to play a few songs, but
okay.
I don't want to.
Can we set the guitar down?
I would love to.
And then we'll concentrate on our conversation after we take this brief break on KYMN. 95.1 FM, 1080 AM on your dial. My guest this morning is Daniel Grant Smith, and he's going to be performing in Northfield this weekend and in Faribault.
Traveling to Target Field ain't like dusting crops, Twins fans. So gather up your crew and take a mission to Target Field for Star Wars Night on Tuesday, May 22nd. The first 10,000 rebels, scoundrels, and fans joining us will get a Twins Star Wars t-shirt. Or purchase a special ticket package that includes a Joe Solo collectible bobblehead. Because hokey theme nights and ancient giveaways are no match for an exclusive talking Joe Solo. That's how we use the Force. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com/Star Wars.
Hey, you. It's your stomach again. I'm here to set things straight. Subway has new signature wraps, and they're packed with meat. These things make me full. Full like your voicemail after you win the lottery. Full like a clown car on the way to an oversized shoe convention. Full like the turkey, bacon, and guacamole signature wrap, loaded with provolone, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and ranch. Full like I'm going to be after you get to Subway and eat one. You're welcome. All new Subway signature wraps. Subway, make it what you want.
We are back on KYMN Radio, the Wayne Eddy Affair. Thank you for tuning in. 9:34 is the time, and the temperature, I don't know, it's around 58 degrees. It's a little bit overcast. My guest this morning is a gentleman by the name of Daniel Grant Smith. He's an entertainer and also an... tell me again.
I'm a radiology technologist over at the hospital also.
Okay. Do you live here in Northfield?
Well, actually, that's one of my three zip codes, correct.
Radiology. I'll just ask you every time. Radiology. There, we'll see.
Yeah, since breaking away from Rochester, my mother lives on Lake Michigan in her fabulous lakeside villa down in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So she's 88. She's probably listening on the web today.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. How's it going?
siblings. Do you have siblings?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my sister Gail is probably over there visiting Mom right now. She splits time between Houston and Kenosha. And they travel, and we follow them traveling.
Is she older or younger?
She's an older sister, and we.
How much older is Gail than you?
Oh boy, she's. I think we just sang her "When I'm 64," so that must have some significance.
So how many years difference is that?
Oh, for that? Well, she's 8 years older than me.
So. Okay, we call that a plus eight when I do
plus
my...
Plus eight.
Well, how many kids in the family?
Well, that would be right now. There's currently us two and Mom. So.
Okay, so Gail was first.
Gail came first.
Then you?
Well, I had a brother, Tom. He didn't quite make it quite this far. So he was actually a big influence back in the past, too. He was... Him and Dad actually started in the theater back when I was very, very little.
How much older is Tom than you?
Tom was 10 years older than me.
Okay, so Tom is the oldest.
Tom was. He was...
What happened to Tom?
Well, Tom had a great, great career as a chef and saw all the great hippie towns of the world and... I guess he...
Of the world.
Of the United States. He practiced chefery in places from Anchorage to Key West, San Francisco, New Orleans, and settled in a little place called, actually, Lewiston, Minnesota.
Lewiston? Is that southeast?
It's actually a little cute thing on the Root River there, so that was his introduction to Minnesota. It might have actually influenced me coming to Minnesota a little bit.
Was he a chef?
He was a chef everywhere he went.
Okay.
And he also, when he was young, was in the entertainment sort of. When he was in high school, he practiced theater along with my father. And it was just an interesting thing to see when you were a little tyke. So sort of planted the seeds with me, and he didn't quite make it to 60, but he his
natural
spirit lives in all of us. Yep, he naturally kind of
helped.
Well, he lived the way he wanted to.
Okay, so, I get it. Okay. So I was just thinking maybe if he lived in Lewiston, that maybe he traveled to one of the fine restaurants in Rochester to do his trade.
Actually, yes, he did cook in Rochester, Minnesota back in the old days, for those who remember the Townhouse Restaurant in Rochester, Minnesota.
All right. So Tom's 10 years older, Gail's 8 years older.
Correct.
And then are there more other than you?
No, that's us, man. That's plenty.
Okay. All right. So you're the baby of the family.
I'm the baby.
All right. And, you know, I have guests on the show. Sometimes they're a little bit iffy on some things. And I come right out and say, hey, I'm from a divorced family. And 51% of the marriages don't last anymore.
Right.
So it's okay nowadays. Back when my folks got divorced, Catholics and all that, it was a hush-hush deal. And you felt embarrassed, you know, like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Right. So
and, go ahead.
That was back then. No, they're sitting in Kenosha listening right now. And that's one of my zip codes over there. So I kind of hang out. Mom's 88, and we kind of take turns going to visit Mom, but she's got this fabulous place on the lake, so I count that as one zip code. And right now I have another, still have a house in Rochester. So I get down there occasionally, and I have this beautiful little studio down here in Northfield on top of, on the corner across from the old, right on Division and Fifth there. So I'm living the downtown life in this
Hallmark
town.
The Rubenstein?
Right across from the Rubenstein. Across from the Rubenstein on the third floor.
I saw when Paul
Smith.
Paul Smith.
That's my landlord.
Yeah, when he took that over, that place was a dump. And I had the privilege of touring the building as they were going to remodel it.
Oh, Wayne, you can come to one of our famous Tuesday afternoon wine parties, 3 o'clock. We'll make sure you're a special guest.
Tuesday.
Yep, okay. We have the third floor gathering.
Oh, all these things going on in Northfield that a lot of us don't know about and all that. That's pretty cool.
Yes,
that's pretty nice.
Louise, it's true.
20 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio, we're going to be back and talk more with our guest this morning, Daniel Grant Smith, who will be performing this weekend both in Northfield and Faribault.
Have you ever thought an adjustable mattress would be great, but why would I spend the money when my old mattress works perfectly fine? Well, America's Mattress and Furniture To Go in Dundas has an opportunity for you to start sleeping better than fine. Stop in this Memorial Day weekend and save up to $800 on Serta iComfort adjustable mattress sets, along with great savings on traditional mattress sets and 60-month interest-free financing. Come check out savings without high-pressure sales. America's Mattress and Furniture To Go in Dundas. See how relaxing furniture shopping can be.
Are you tired of that icky old shower, crumbling old tile, or outdated bathtub? Rebath can help in as little as one day. Rebath is locally owned and would be glad to meet with you for a free estimate. Call us today at 1-800-BATH-TUB to turn that old bathroom into new.
We're back on KYMN Radio. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, my guest is a very talented gentleman. His name is Daniel Grant Smith, and he's going to be performing this weekend. Dave Vistendahl, local attorney, is putting a big bash together in Faribault, and he'll be part of that action, too. I want to thank Susan Vistendahl for arranging us getting together this morning. She's a know-it-all. But one of the nicest know-it-alls you'll ever meet when it comes to what's going on.
Susan is fabulous.
Okay, so you were born in Michigan, and your folks split up. You have a sister named Gail.
Still have her.
Tom, a brother that is deceased. And so did you grow up in Michigan?
Well, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Michigan. Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I grew up with my 5-gallon fishing pail on my bike leaning against the lighthouse in Kenosha Harbor. And a fabulous event happened just about 6 years ago. They sold the lighthouse. And I didn't have the money to buy it.
Well, for goodness sakes.
I wanted to put it on a semi, but they said he had to leave it. Well, actually, it's a very funny story. An artist bought it and turned it into an art gallery, and it sits there at the end of my pier, and I still go check it out every, you know, when I go there, go right by there every time, and the artists own it. It's actually very cool.
Now, you know, we can talk about Kenosha, and the first thing that comes to mind for me, is the air show.
Ooh, good. That's actually very little known.
Oh, yeah. And also...
American Motors.
Okay. And also a very talented guy that I went to broadcasting school with got a job in Kenosha. Now, I had never heard of Kenosha. You look at the name and it looks weird. You say it, it's kind of a fun thing to say, but... Kenosha is a pretty good-sized town.
It is.
And he went right from Brown, right to his college or institute, we call it then. And he got a job in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which was a big deal for the rest of the students.
If you say so.
Well, how big is Kenosha?
Well, yes, it's I think we're sitting at about... 80,000?
Okay. I went to a town of 5,000.
Right.
Okay. I mean, and there were more than one there was more than one radio station in Kenosha. So, to get that job as a rookie was pretty good deal.
Wow.
That's what I think of when I think of Kenosha. He was one-armed. I'm serious.
Really? One-armed?
And his first name was Frank, and he had a beautiful voice. And we all wondered how he's going to work a board because they were more complicated than today. I mean, there were no computers then. And so to push all the buttons and cue up the records and cue up the tapes and all that, he was busy.
Wow.
You're looking at me like...
No, that's where it was.
Frank almost had his last name. So anyhow, enough about him. Let's continue our conversation about you. So you're growing up there. Was it one home, and you lived there through high school?
Yeah, actually, we were pretty stable once we came to that high school. Mom kind of raised us and just did a fabulous job and made sure that she encouraged entertainment, so that was half the fun. So,
was your mom an entertainer?
Actually, no.
Okay, your dad was.
She was a great supporter. Dad ended up being an entertainer.
What was his profession outside of being an entertainer at the Holiday Inn?
That's funny you should ask. He started off on the train between Milwaukee and Chicago, the old the North Shore Railroad.
Okay.
And then, as most males do, they go right from being a train engineer to a beautician, right? That's a natural progression, I would say. So
no, he was a. Did he actually was an engineer that ran the train?
Yeah, he was an engineer on the North Shore Railroad back in 1958 before I was born.
Well, that's cool, man. Did you ever get to ride the train with him?
Well, some folks say I did, but I think I think I was pretty little then. I do remember the beauty salon, though. That was
interesting. So your dad was a train engineer, which was a very good paying job. They were in a union.
Okay.
They had benefits, and they had the power to get officials elected. Yeah, and you know,
these are new things to me. I didn't know this.
Well, and so anyhow. He decides that he wants to be a beautician after being a train engineer?
Well, of course. Most guys do that, right?
Well, did he ever
work? No, he did.
Did he ever work on you?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, I got ruined at an early age. I got my haircut so short that I went into denial for the rest of my life. So,
well, your hair is down to your shoulders now.
That's not... Huh. That is true. Well, they ruined me at an early age.
Yeah,
so.
Well, were you one of those? What year did you get out of high school?
Well, I graduated in 1980.
1980.
I was an 80s child, yes.
Okay.
We had a fabulous, fabulous theater system in our in St. Joe's High School. And
so
really,
what grade school did you go to?
Well, I was a good Catholic boy. I was raised the Catholic way. And
was it St. what?
St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. Yeah. I went to St. Thomas. Different school, of
course. St. Thomas Aquinas. But, it's
yeah.
true.
And so there you learned to be an altar boy?
Yeah.
And did you learn the Latin, or were you into the English?
No, they didn't push that. So no,
okay, I'm from a Latin
area. We were just the standard issue. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like to do benediction? Swing that incense?
Oh, boy. You're really... like, of course, all the guys used to like that. They're lining up. They're doing rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to carry the incense. Right?
Okay.
Of course.
Did you finish the wine?
No, that's not the altar server's job to finish the wine. At least that's what they thought.
So that's 1 through 8 at St. Thomas?
Correct.
Okay, so now you're going to go to St. Thomas High School?
No, St. Joe's High School.
St. Joe's. Was it all boys, all girls, co-ed?
Grade, co-ed high school.
9 through 12?
9 through 12.
Did you have to pass a test to get in?
Yeah, called writing a check.
Oh.
That's the test. That's the only test. And okay. Let me tell you, there were some good... No, just kidding. It was a fabulous school.
Some of them do require a minimal performance through the grade school years to get into the high school. Did you have boarders?
No.
Okay. Just a public high school, Catholic high school.
Right.
Did you get involved in sports in high school?
Well, yeah, we had a little bit of sports going on, but I think I really migrated to, it was a little bit of this and that, but I think the theater program there was a very stellar theater program, and that actually helped encourage me to stay more into the entertainment field. So that's where I cut my teeth in the theater, per se.
What plays do you remember doing?
Well, funny you should ask. We went from Anything Goes, Bye Bye Birdie, Man of La Mancha, and Annie Get Your Gun. Those were the high school shows.
I'm glad that you remembered that, because that's an important part of your life. And you probably even remember a line or two that you had.
Oh, boy, here we go. You gotta be sincere. You gotta feel it here. And when you feel it here, hey, you're gonna be sincere. That's Bye Bye Birdie.
Bada bada boom. We will be right back after this time out on the Wayne Eddy Affair. My guest this morning is Daniel Grant Smith.
Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines has an excellent team of drivers with over 400 years of combined safe driving. They're proud of their record and accomplishments, as well as the records and accomplishments of all the Raiders sports teams, and would like to wish them ongoing success. For shuttle services, events, and other transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road. And go Raiders!
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Cannon Valley for your water today.
I like that. Cannon Valley Candy Ojai water. It's good for the 5 P's, your pets, your plants, your pots, your pans, and for people. That is the way it goes. My guest this morning on KYMN Radio, Daniel Grant Smith, who will be performing this weekend both in Northfield and in Faribault. I do have to go back a little bit to your high school years again. I know that your mom and Sister Gail are listening, and you have to be very truthful.
No. The 7-year statute of limitations is already up.
Okay.
Sorry.
You said you participated a little bit in sports.
Yeah.
What sports?
Oh, I was your typical 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade football player. Loved football, but then we decided that, I think we're going to go something a little bit more body friendly, so we decided to do some golfing. So, and join the golf team.
Okay, now, here comes your memory. You ready?
Oh, boy. Sure.
Every athlete who played little ball, either in grade school, high school, college, or whatever, they in one sport, let's pick football, okay? You play little football. Okay, there's one play you'll never forget.
Oh, you're right.
And I want to know that one play.
Oh, Wayne. So, 8th grade championship.
I want you to work the mic, if you will.
8th grade championship game. 8th grade, here we are. It's raining and raining and raining. Not the exact play, but let me tell you, that game was the funnest game ever because we were mud from top to bottom. It was fabulous, and there was no game that stood out more than that. I can't even remember who won or actually, we lost. So, but nothing like trying to get those white uniforms clean the next month.
Do you have one play that you remember? Like fumble recovery or interception?
I was a lineman. They put a big stripe on my helmet.
A lineman?
Said, yeah, they said, you're too big. You can't run the ball. So I never grew after that, but apparently I was too big then. I was a fast grower.
What about that one hole in golf or one game in golf do you remember as a high school golf competitor?
Oh, boy.
One shot. I remember my best shot ever.
Well, it actually wasn't during the golf competition, but my best friend and I were golfing, and we had the $5 pizza bet, and we were down in competition. It was the last hole. We were on the last hole. We were neck and neck, and he launches his shot. It was his shot. He launches his shot directly, squarely into a 2-inch tree, and the match was over.
What about your favorite shot?
I've never gotten a hole in one, so, no, I don't have a favorite shot.
So you get out of school, high school, and did Tom go to college?
Nope. Tom went on and started ruling the world with his
How about Gail?
Chefery skills.
Did she go?
She went on to... bigger and brighter futures with she accelerated her career and took off from Kenosha and went to Cleveland and just started turning into a business model and realtor.
Oh, well, Cleveland has some great cultures there.
It was very interesting.
Also, every level. It's a great, interesting city. Okay, so did you go on to college? Did you think you were going to go on to college?
Actually, when I was in high school, I decided that I was going to pick right there. Decided to go into Kenosha Memorial Hospital and got my x-ray training there. And voila, 20 years old, I was ready to rule the world.
So you didn't have to go to school post-high school?
Back then it was a two-year program.
And okay.
It was perfect because... I was allergic to school. So.
Radiology.
Technologist. You got it.
Okay.
You're getting there, Wayne. You're all getting right there. Good job.
So, the Mayo Clinic down in Kenosha, you must have thought, well, that's the Mecca.
Of course I thought that. And, of course, when you say that, of course, when you're inside there, you roll your eyes a little bit and say, oh, I'm working at WFMC, but that's the world famous Mayo Clinic.
Oh, okay.
So that's the abbreviation. So, it was a fabulous place to work. We had great time there.
What got you interested in that in high school and to go to the local hospital?
Do you really want the truth?
No, I want you to lie to me.
I went to career day. I went from booth to booth, going, "How long do I have to go to school? And how much do I get when I get out?" So, like, eeny, meeny, miny, and it turned out to be fabulous. It turned out to be a really great career move back then. Turned out to be good that I was able to go early and get done early. So now, at the tender age of 51, I was able to retire from Mayo. So now I'm just...
51?
Yes.
And yet to retire from Mayo?
Yes. And that's when I decided I was maybe a little... Why?
Why would you want to? I mean, isn't that money pretty... comes in handy when you're working?
They were thinking that, they were going to offer a little bit of a package for a few people, and I was sort of eligible for that. But you know what? It turned to be one of the greatest moves because I ended up at the fabulous Northfield Hospital.
Okay.
So I kind of took about 6 months off, decided, hey, I like this retirement thing, but man, I'm so young. I can't really. And it turned out to be just the perfect move because Northfield Hospital is fabulous.
I don't want to rush to that point yet. We got another hour to
kill. Of course.
So I want to stick around high school, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you go to a co-ed Catholic high school.
Yes.
Did they have nuns in your grade school or high school?
Oh, they had nuns, yes.
They did?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because they're a rare commodity today.
No, we loved our nuns.
Okay. Do you have one in particular?
Oh, Sister Ruth Lamotte. She was the French teacher. She was so nice.
We loved Sister Ruth. Sister Clarissa.
Ooh, she sounds...
And, well, that's the only one I remember.
Really?
And she was so hard on me because I was not a real good student.
Wayne, you probably needed it.
Yes. And then as it turns out, you know, you remember her and appreciated her.
Right.
At the time. No way. She was bigger than me.
That's not good.
So when you got into theater, it appears that you were in four plays. Did you ever get a lead?
No, actually, I never did. But interestingly
enough,
how
did that affect you?
Are you kidding? That's where all the hard work is. But the best part about the musicals were the parties. Aha!
On stage or post-production?
Post-production parties. That was half the fun.
You're being
It was a camaraderie. It's a family atmosphere when you're into musicals, and it's really great. And very
did you dance?
Of course.
Okay.
Dancing,
did you have a solo in any of those?
We had a few solos, but no leads.
You said we.
I had a solo, I had a couple solos, but nothing really major. I really, really enjoyed being in the chorus.
Were you a techie also?
Yes, I got into be techie very early, so I learned all about the buttons, knobs, and chords very early, and that served me well going forward, which ended up being how I transformed sort of into the do everything sort of atmosphere that I've got going on now.
Did you that's pretty interesting, but did you videotape any of the plays that you were in on Betamax?
On Betamax. Beta or VHS? I loved Beta. I wish it would have won.
Yeah,
but it
me
didn't.
Too.
No, actually I don't remember any of those from the old days. I don't remember.
So you don't have any film or videotapes?
No, but after that, everything else we did going forward, I captured from about the 90s forward. So I was in a lot of productions coming forward in Rochester then, too.
No, okay. So there you are in high school. You go to career days. You go booth to booth, and you want to find the one that is the quickest and earns the most money. And radiology was one of the why were they there from Kenosha?
That's a great question. I think everybody everybody needed radiology technologists back then, so we decided to go into that.
You can say
I
this is your interview.
I ended up being very happy with the choice. So it ended up being a great field, technical field, and going forward, we got into healthcare. I got into healthcare at the right time. I think it was a very, very explosive time in healthcare. As I went forward and got into Mayo, I was on the forefront of many inventions and many game-changing devices in the world atherectomy balloons to stents and coronary bypass tools and stuff. That it was really a very good time to be in healthcare.
And we'll pick up from there after the news. All right.
Perfect.
All right. My guest this morning on the Wayne Eddy Affair is a gentleman by the name of Daniel Grant Smith. And he's in radiology, but he also is an entertainer. He'll be in Northfield this weekend and in Faribault this weekend. He's a busy guy. KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, 1080 on your AM dial. And, of course, the one, 95.1 FM.
Pompeo on Iran campaign suspicions. I'm John Trout. In his first major policy speech as U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo today laid out the administration's strategy for constraining Iran's nuclear program.
The mechanisms for inspecting and verifying Iran's compliance with the deal were simply not strong enough. The deal did nothing to address Iran's continuing development of ballistic and cruise missiles, which could deliver nuclear warheads.
Pompeo says the deal worked out under the Obama administration was a loser. President Trump is demanding an investigation into whether his presidential campaign was infiltrated or surveilled by the feds. Caitlin Collins has the Justice Department's response.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein noting, if anyone did infiltrate or surveil participants in a presidential campaign for inappropriate purposes, we need to know about it and take appropriate action.
No word on whether that statement will satisfy the president. In Santa Fe, autopsies are being performed on the 10 people killed in Friday's school shooting. Correspondent Nick Valencia.
What still remains unanswered, though, is if all those shot on Friday were at the hands of the gunman. Galveston County Sheriff's Office telling us that that will not be determined until the autopsies are complete by the medical examiner.
With fissures reaching the ocean, the latest threat from Mount Kilauea lays a mix of lava and haze. Scott McLean says lava flows are forcing even more residents from their homes.
If it's not the lava that forces people out, it may be the gas. Geologists say that sulfur dioxide levels in some areas have tripled in recent days.
A grouping of 14 countries from throughout the Americas is refusing to recognize the result of Venezuela's disputed presidential election and urged diplomatic and financial action in response. The Lima Group of Nations decried the vote as failing to meet international standards of a democratic, free, just, and transparent process. I'm John Trout.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station, KYMN. Kim, now there's a friend you can count on. In studio, I have a musician and a radiologist. He's in radiology, and I don't know. Anyhow, Daniel Grant Smith. We got you in at the Mayo Clinic. Did you work in the Mayo Clinic basement, or did you work at St. Mary's, or did you work at Methodist, or all of the above?
Ooh, you're showing your knowledge of the Rochester campus. Yes, I worked in the Mayo Building and Rochester St. Mary's primarily for many years.
So what was that like as a 20-year-old, or 20-year-old kid moving into one of the more famous institutions when it comes to medicine?
Well, that's a great question, because when I went into it, when we were the age of 20, they would hire a mass amount of people all at the same time. So us 20-year-olds would sort of assault the city of Rochester all at the same time and get apartments and stuff like that. And let me tell you, we ripped that town up pretty good. This was the 80s. We had some fun.
Now, was there still a nursing school down there with their own quarters?
Just getting out of that, but you're right. So,
because when I was a bachelor down in Austin, we used to come up and dancing, and you had to drop the young ladies off on the on the steps in front of the building.
Oh boy!
And they had a guard and a nun or whatever there. And,
oh boy!
And that was it. Thank you. It was nice meeting you. See you later.
How did you ever make any moves, Wayne?
It's already 4.5 minutes past 10 o'clock on the KYMN radio. So when you were there doing that thing, were you already a guitar player and singer?
Yeah, actually, that's when things started to ramp up pretty fast. That was my first real action in Minnesota. Mom said, "Go up there and find your career."
Your mom's English?
No, it's just being mom talking there.
Okay.
So I actually ended up in my first rock band up there called Striker.
Up where?
Down there in Rochester.
Okay.
That was the first rock band. I actually didn't even play guitar. I was actually the lead singer. And that's back in the days when we were wearing parachute pants and
Whom would you have been mimicking on your stage presence?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think it was always good to... I grew up at the time when pretty much, Motley Crue and Van Halen were kind of king. So
okay.
I think there was a little bit of that going on. It's really hard to keep me, in one place. So that's kind of...
What was the length of your hair at that time?
Just a little longer, but my mom ruined me with this short haircut, so... I've always kind of had a little bit longer hair, and that has always kind of been interesting to be in a professional field like that too. So,
well, I'm thinking, the long hair on stage, you know, shaking it, how cool, you know, the sweat pouring off.
Oh, yes, what a visual, Wayne. Thanks.
Well, I mean, is that what you did?
Well, yes, exactly.
Took advantage of that?
Of course.
Okay. So there you are, 21 years old now. You are working with a band at that time. You're of age. You're in bars. You're partying. You got a very serious job at the Mayo Clinic. You say it was booming with new ideas, et cetera. So obviously you were able to pursue a career in entertaining, partying, and some serious work.
And some serious work. Yes, it's called flipping the light switch.
Was it scary? Were you ever concerned, like, oh boy, I better slow down here? You know, I got this great job. I don't want to lose it.
No.
Okay.
No. Did you? We pushed. We were part of the people that pushed the envelope a little bit at Mayo Clinic.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay. So during that time, I assume you probably met somebody.
Yep, I met the mother of my two children back then, and
You have two children,
two girls,
Charlotte
and Andrea.
Andrea,
yes, Andrea. Charlotte's the one that's in St. Olaf now.
Yep,
spent fabulous. And Andrea, my other daughter, is up at the University of Minnesota. She's 25, and she is now in her fourth year of dental school.
Oh.
So, yes, I have two very successful, very driven young ladies. So, I'm very proud of them both.
And obviously you got married at one time?
Right. We married and started a family about 1992.
Oh, you took a while.
Took a while. It's true.
You were pushing 30, weren't you?
Whoa. Yeah, we're still good on that one. But that's true. We were pushing 30.
No, that
ended up being about right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had your fun. You did your thing. You know, you didn't get interfered with your family.
Nope. Took raising children very seriously. So that was half the fun. And kind of got off the railroad ride for, off the entertainment ride for a while there. So kind of settled down, had a family, and then things, as the family started growing up, kind of started getting a little bit more antsy to do a little bit more entertaining again. And that's when my youngest daughter, Charlotte, who's now the one at St. Olaf, who also earned a theater scholarship, was very prevalent as she came up the ranks. She was, I always called it, I had a left brain and a right brain for daughters. She was the one that was always kind of steering toward the theater herself. So I ended up actually getting on the technical part of the theater to support her and her sister to an extent. So it was great. My daughter Charlotte ended up performing a lot in high school and really kind of caught the theater bug at an early age.
When you say you got on the technical side, does that mean that as a father, you volunteered your knowledge and the physical implements to help the high school drama club?
Actually, that's very accurate, because when they were in junior high, they needed someone to ramp everything up and get involved, and that's exactly where I came in. So I ended up being the master of all things sound and helped all the technical parts.
Lighting?
I did some lighting, but I would definitely stay with the wireless and the audio, which ended up actually serving us well as my daughter kept approaching. As she got into high school and stuff like that, she got into more and more and more productions. I ended up getting more involved to the point where I actually ended up taking over the audio and technical production for all three high schools in Rochester for a period of about 5 or 6 years.
Wow. So, now, was that that was a paid position, wasn't
that
it?
That was a paid contract position, but it also came sort of parallel with my daughter coming up through high school,
sure.
too.
Yeah. So did you have your own equipment and, you know, with the contract that came with it that you would supply the speakers, the wireless? Yeah.
My goal was, you know what? This thing really matters, so we want the best. So we want to make this show the best. So I did everything I could to help those productions be spot on.
Okay, so I know Rochester Mayo. I know
John Marshall and Century.
What about a Catholic high school?
Nope, they had their own deal.
So okay, what was the Catholic high school name?
Lourdes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Lourdes, yeah.
And I went to St. Thomas Lourdes was one of our competitors.
They had their own thing going. Yeah. So
you didn't send your kids to Lourdes?
Nope. We gave them the choice, and they went. They wanted to go to Century High School.
Did they go to a Catholic grade school?
Yes, they did. They went to St. Francis grade school, which was fabulous.
Did they have to wear a uniform?
They did.
Okay. So they were escaping the uniform when they went to public high school.
Exactly.
And I can remember when I had to wear a uniform all through my elementary and halfway through high school.
Character.
And one of the things that was a plus factor when I got kicked out, or excuse me, I didn't go back, was the fact that, hey, I don't have to wear a uniform. I can, you know, it was a thrill.
I can be attractive.
To go to public school
right.
and not have to wear a uniform.
Right.
And I went to an all-boys high school first, so it was also kind of nice. It was co-ed.
Oh, boy.
So enough about me. Let's
trouble,
talk more about
trouble, Wayne. Okay. You're trouble.
No, I'm. Who was it? Was it Charlotte or Andrea that was more the actress?
Charlotte was more into the arts.
Okay. Did she ever get in a lead role?
Yeah, she was always that girl that could nail the leads, and she was as she came up the ranks, which led us to some of our actually. Funner times as she got a little bit farther into high school, we were able to do a couple productions together at the Rochester Civic Theater, which was our pinnacle performance, which I thought was she did two. One is they had finally gotten the rights to do Les Mis at Rochester Civic Theater, and that was a fabulous production and a very, very popular production. And that was actually the first time in my life I had taken a lead role, and you couldn't ask for a more prevalent role.
You were on stage?
Yes.
Not in the production end of it?
Nope, I was actually...
You got the lead role in Les Miserables?
Les Mis. First, they wanted you to try it in the French, and then they called me back and said... We would like you now to talk in Cockney. So, what do you want me to talk in Cockney now? I don't know what you're talking about. So, in the matter of 12 hours, I had to learn to do the tryout again in Cockney accent and say, what the heck's going on here? Don't know what I'm doing, but apparently I got the role. So
they wanted you to do it in Cockney?
Yes. We want to call you back. We want you to do it in Cockney now instead of French. And I'm like, oh. Well, how am I going to do that? I don't know how to do Cockney.
So that's where that comes from?
Exactly.
When you do that little spin-off on a conversation?
Exactly.
Your third person?
Yeah, so. Yeah, that was fabulous, and it was really great having my daughter in the production. It was a very, very, very tough cast to get into. Very tough. 180 people tried out for 30 spots. It was one of the more popular tryouts ever at Rochester Civic Theater, and I got a lead. How did I do that?
How did you do that?
I don't know. I was pretty ridiculous.
No.
My daughter said, you're going to get this, Dad, and she...
Was it political?
No.
I mean...
They just wanted the crazy... They just wanted the guy to do Thénardier, the innkeeper, the crazy innkeeper. That's sort of the comedy relief role, and I guess I was built for that one. What else can you say?
Well, I'm not going to disguise my ignorance. I don't know that play.
Very dark, serious, emotional play. Very long, but they needed a comedy relief, so the innkeeper is sort of a scallywag, if you will.
Yeah,
I can play a scallywag.
Did they do that live on television?
It had just actually come out as a movie before.
Yeah, and a lot of singing in the street and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
It turned out to be fabulous, but the best part was that I could do it with my daughter.
Yeah, what role did she have?
She was in the chorus, but the chorus was basically one of the more amazing talented choruses ever, so that was really cool.
Did you ever try out for anything here in Northfield?
No, as a matter of fact, that's what, interestingly enough, got me into the music scene here in Northfield, is I was talking to my yoga teacher, Shawnee Langsworthy, over at the Heartwork Studio, and I said, Shawnee, I really need to get more involved in Northfield here, and she said, I think I know someone you might want to meet, and that's where Lori Williams came in, so that was the interesting part, and since I met Lori here, and to an extent Ray, now I'm meeting all the musicians in town, I'm feeling a little bit more like I'm kind of knowing who's who and what's going on. I'm feeling a little more a part of the community. So
when they have a call, Are you going to go audition for something?
That's interesting. My life is like, right now, is like a synaptic overload. So sometimes...
Synaptic overload.
In other words, my calendar is so wild. You know, I'm playing with three bands. I'm trying to balance work, life, and everything else, and still like to, you know, travel in. I've gotten on the airplane for 5 or 6 times already this year. So I've been to Washington skiing with Laurie, and I've already been down to Clearwater and Houston and Louisville, and I'm...
Your sister lives in Houston.
Houston, going back there in next week, too.
What does she say about Houston? I mean, to me...
She's moving.
Oh.
She's moving to Nashville. It's the best thing I ever heard. It's like, you're going to go... I like Houston, but man, I really like Nashville.
What business is she in?
Business of being retired.
Gail?
Gail.
Yeah. She's retired?
Well, yeah.
She's going to Nashville?
Well, yeah. They like to dabble in the business. So they've got some things to, you know, generate some money. I think they own a liquor store, strip liquor store. So that, you know, some things
in
to
Nashville
keep the cash
or
flowing.
Houston?
That's in Houston. So that's going to all go. And now they're going to jump over to Nashville. So it's like, see what happens. I heard a rumor that they're going to take one of the Kenosha pizza recipes and see if they can transport that into a Nashville pizzeria.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. We'll see.
You know, Houston, it appears that perhaps your sister Gail and her husband, you're talking, what's his name?
Gail and Lynn.
Lynn. Houston has such a split personality. Well, maybe I should say diversity. I mean, they have some, number one, I don't like the weather there.
It is very diverse there.
Beautiful downtown and all that. But boy, there are some areas that are scary that I wouldn't go into.
I haven't seen those spots, but I have heard tales. So we're going to go down to Houston next week and split it. Can you do that song? Which one?
I'm going to Houston.
Oh, good Lord. I don't even know what that is. Oh, you caught me.
Houston. Isn't that Glenn Campbell? Houston.
Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I can see your blue eyes going.
You know what? Why don't you do this?
Oh, what?
Why don't you pick up that guitar, look at your song sheet, and I'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear again from Daniel Grant Smith on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, a friend you definitely can count on.
The Connects Nursery's Garden Center on Highway 19 West in Northfield carries a huge inventory of perennials, shrubs, and trees for every landscaping need, including proven winners, color choice, flowering shrubs. Connects Nurseries in Northfield is open 7 days a week from April to November and features proven winners, color choice shrubs, so you can choose from the newest and best flowering shrub varieties. Shop Connects Nurseries in Northfield for the best selection, quality, and value, including proven winners shrubs.
Tackle any project and tame any terrain. We design strength into every detail of the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors so you can do just that. Extra tough fabricated and stamped decks. Incredibly responsive handling and breakthrough cutting edge performance. The XT Enduro Series has set the standard as the strongest, most comfortable tractor out there. And they're all backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Test drive American built strength today at Kenyon Ace Hardware, your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers in Kenyon.
Good morning, 1020 on 1080 Radio, KYMN, the Wayne Eddy Affair. Daniel Grant Smith is my guest this morning, and he'll be performing this weekend in both Northfield and Faribault. And I'm going to turn things over to you. Be your own MC. It's yours. You're on the radio.
Well, how's it going out there, world? This is Daniel Grant Smith down here in downtown Northfield, Minnesota. This is one of the best Hallmark channel towns you'll ever see, complete with its own horse roundup. But we're very happy to be kind of hanging out here, and really great thanks to Wayne for inviting me to the studio today, because we're going to round up the end of the week with the layout. That's Laurie Williams, Ray Coudray, and myself are going to be hitting a couple things for our debut weekend. We're going to be playing at the Contented Cow on Friday night at 9:30, and at the 10,000 Drops Grand Tasting at noon down in Faribault, Minnesota. That's, I believe, on 28 4th Street Northeast in Faribault. They're going to have the Last Chance Barbecue on site there, right next to F-Town Brewery. And we're going to be celebrating David Vistendahl's 70th birthday and his 40th year in business. So we're going to be excited. It's going to be a great weekend. It's also St. Olaf's graduation, which I'll be part of Sunday, too. So, again, Wayne, thanks for having me. It's great to kind of always hang out and do some campfire singing. But thought we'd, you know, we had a great year last year, but we lost a few people, and one of my favorite artists that we lost is Mr. Tom Petty. We made a pilgrimage down to Wrigley Field for a really fun trip down there to see Tom Petty. That was a couple weeks before he died. And was glad we got to see him. Do a little Tom Petty song for you. Tonight we ride on Rome. Tonight we sail on a radio song. Rescue me, tonight I go down, for stay too long, troubled town. Oh, yeah, you wreck me, baby. Yeah, you break me in two. You move me, honey. Yes, you do. Now and again, get the feeling. Final win, I'm gonna break even. Rescue me, and I go wrong. If I dig too deep, if I stay too long. Whoa, yeah. Oh, you wreck me, baby. Yeah, you break me in two. You move me, honey. Yes, you do. Be the boy, the corduroy pants. You'll be the girl at the high school dance. Run with me wherever I go. Just play dumb, don't you know? Whoa, yeah, you wreck me, baby. Yeah, you put me into you, woman. Yes, you do. Who you wreck me, baby? Yeah, you break me into you, woman. Yes, you do.
Daniel Grant Smith on the Wayne Eddy Affair. All right, love it, Dan. You get that timing. Do you think you're a better singer or a better guitar player?
Well, that's actually a good question.
Do you
probably
know that's
a better guitar player.
I think that's the ninth time you said that's a good question. Are they really
that? Great questions, Wayne.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, interviewers enjoy it when the interviewee, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I was going to say the same thing. You are really good on that guitar.
Oh, thank you, Wayne.
Really good. I can see you on stage doing a solo. Tell me, what kind of a guitar is that?
Oh, that's this guitar has a little history. This was my 50th birthday present from my mother, and we went down to...
What is your mom's name?
Dolores, better known as Grandma D.
Dolores, hello from Northfield, Minnesota, the home of cows, colleges, and Daniel Grant Smith.
All right.
Okay. So tell me more about the guitar, the story behind it.
Yeah, my mom said I would like to get you something memorable for your 50th birthday, so we went down to Dave's Guitar in La Crosse and just sat there, and I said, I don't want to look at the labels. I just want you to keep handing me guitars. So mom sat in one stool, I sat in the other, and we played, and she watched and played and watched, played and watched, played and watched, and we went through buckets of guitars and settled on this one.
When you do a selection on a guitar, the fast thought is sound, but the other thought is fit. So tell me what you were looking for and how you ended up with this particular guitar. All the details, not only just the sound, but how that sound is made by way of the structure in wood, etc.
Well, that's
a good question.
No, I was going to say that the thing. That's a good question, Wayne. Thanks. That's the key to a guitar is the wood selection. So, but it ended up being just a fabulous combination of comfort, sound, and wood selection and beauty. And it ended up being a guitar maker that actually is from Dubuque, Iowa, kind of a no-name guy that it just was the right combination of the right guitar at the right time in my hands. And now she's got a nickname.
When was your birthday?
Oh, that was a while ago now.
I mean, what month?
Well, that was in February. Okay. So this was like back down in 2012 we're talking.
Okay. So. Okay, so 6 years ago.
Yes, and...
And you turned 50, and that was a big deal?
No.
No, okay. I should have asked, Randy Ferguson.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he's fabulous.
Yeah, I should have asked him, but why is a guitar that shaped like that? I mean, I always kind of thought that's for the armpit, the little bend in the guitar.
Wow.
What is that little bend for?
Tradition. That's all I got.
Okay.
Tradition. I don't got my answer.
Turn that guitar upside down again so I can see it. What's the story on that beautiful stripe, if you can describe it?
Well, it's hard to describe on the radio, but it's just a guitar makers just go into this big variation and combination of woods and tone woods and beauty woods. And actually, I can't even remember how many different woods are in this guitar, but I thought it was a simple, beautiful pattern. It just ended up being just the right combination of simple woods and complex sound.
Six string, folks. It's a six string. How many guitars do you own?
Oh, about 12.
Really?
Yeah, you have to have a few electrics for an occasion. You have to have a few acoustics. You have to have a bass, and you have to have a double neck.
Well, okay. So, what is this called?
This would be a six string jumbo acoustic.
Okay. So, do you like acoustic more than electronic?
Well. No, I'm kind of an electric guy.
Okay, so do you play bass in bands?
Actually, with the layout, I'm playing quite a bit of bass, and that tends to be very fun, very fun. Some people don't look at it. Some guitar players are a little bit allergic to playing bass, but I look at it as a just really fun variation. And the other thing we do is in the layout is we go without a drummer, so I learned how to sort of play with my feet quite a bit when we come to acoustics. So.
Yeah, you're doing the...
Oh, you have to come see us live, Wayne. It's just going to be a show. I forgot to tell you, there's one little feature that we have that other bands don't have around here. If you come see us this weekend, you're going to see our very special featured belly dancer, too.
No.
How many bands
What's
travel
his name?
With him? Her. Him! Oh, my God. Tracy, you did not hear that. It's a her.
Who's Tracy?
Tracy. She's a good friend of the band.
Okay, and she's going to belly dance.
We have our own traveling belly dancer.
Yeah. Is that a come-on or is that a fact?
No, that's a fact, Jack.
Well, what are you going to play for her to dance to? Or is she going to have a...
We have some very rhythmic, syncopated music that she does a fabulous job.
Are you going to play or are you going to
no,
use a
CD? No, she does her belly dance gig right out in front of the stage.
To an acoustic guitar?
Well, you should just come and see. We do... We have saxophone, piano, acoustic, and electric guitars. So it's going to be quite something to see.
What about a Friday night? You're going to perform starting at 9:30, which means you're going to run.
It's going to be hot, Wayne.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know when they close, but they could close at 2. I don't know how late you'll perform. And then you got to go down to Faribault and be ready to go at noon. So how much equipment besides the belly dancer do you have to bring down there?
Standard issue stuff, about a van full. And the nice thing about that is everything's still in the van. We just go to sleep and get up in the next morning, and we'll pack it in at 10:30 in the morning. It'll be, I'd say, pretty easy layout. So,
and hopefully it'll be a beautiful day.
I hear tell that it's going to be a nice weekend.
Yeah.
I hear tell we're going to get some hot.
How many times have you stood in the hot sun with no shade performing outdoors?
Oh, yes. Well, as a musician, if you're going to perform, you are subject to the elements. As a matter of fact, the opposite happened to us this Saturday. We went down to Pine Island with my Lost Faculties band, and the cold front went through, and we were outside. And we were practicing the art of hypothermia on Saturday, so it was really chilly.
What did you think about those performers at the Super Bowl?
That's funny you should ask, because that's what kept coming up, because I volunteered at the Super Bowl this year as one of the volunteers, and I was down there freezing as a spectator watching them play in 15 degrees, and I said, man, I don't know.
Did they have electric gloves?
No.
Okay.
They had some heaters, but no way could they stay warm on that. So,
now, who was the... who were performing?
I actually was volunteering and watched the performance on Prince Night. So they had Sheila E., Day and the Time and stuff. Yeah. That was the night I went down and actually saw it. It was great.
Let's explore that part of your experience in life. Tell me how, in detail, you ended up being a volunteer and... what it was like, how many meetings you had, when did they distribute the uniforms, blah, blah, blah. First of all, how did you happen to do that?
Got wind of it, and it was way in advance because the Super Bowl was in January this year, and about a year in advance, they were taking applications, and I said, you know, this is the Packers' year, so I think the Packers are going to be playing in the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, and that's what got the train rolling, so... that didn't end up being exactly the case. So anyway, sign up. You sign up online, and then you start hearing rumors.
For people that just joined us here, this is Daniel Grant Smith. He's from Kenosha, and that's why he's a Packer backer. Okay.
Oh.
Just so people understand that I
have nothing against the Vikings. They're very nice people.
So you in advance. Do they do a one-on-one, or is it all done over the internet?
You do it on the internet, and apparently the rumor is that 30,000 people filled in the application. They actually interviewed 15,000, so they threw 15,000 out right away, and they accepted 10,000, expecting 2,000 to bail, so they were looking for 8,000 people. And we didn't know what we were going to do. We just signed up. We got these terrific uniforms and went to
I want details, okay? Do you think that you got selected along with the other 2,000 because of your personal work with the public as a musician?
They were looking for people. So,
well, how can they tell that on a computer?
They can look at you. First, they wanted safety, obviously. They wanted people that had good backgrounds. Okay. They did background checks. Then they actually did do a one-on-one interview, and they were looking for shining examples of friendliness and Minnesota nice.
Well, the reason I'm so interested in details is because I would have loved to have done something like that because of Minnesota nice. I think it would have been fun.
You would have been great.
To stand out there in the street, say go east, west, or how you
and freeze your butt off.
And I thought, perhaps you may have to have a little more physical mobility to do what that's doing.
You would have been great.
Well, didn't you have to walk over here and walk over there?
We didn't know what we were getting into. And the fun part was I volunteered for three shifts. And the first night I was at the security. They were security everywhere. And I got to tell the people to open your coat so security could check. And that's my only job. I told 500 people to open your jacket. Open your jacket.
To what?
Before they could come in the buildings.
In what building?
I think it was like the Macy's building downtown where they had all the fabulous displays set up.
Displays. NFL experience?
They had the, part of the NFL experience. They had all the
Did you ask for IDs too?
Nope. They just wanted to make sure people weren't packing.
Purse? Did you have to check purses?
So we weren't security. We just had pre-security.
Oh.
But that was just day one. Actually, the best job I got to do was they had the zip line going across the Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
And they trained us. And I got in on the ground floor of that. They trained us to harness people in the tent. And so that was extraordinary fun.
And did you experience it?
Well, it's the hottest ticket in town.
That's what I'm saying.
It was completely sold out. Yeah. And they weren't selling any there. So the short answer was, well, eventually once we got to know the people, there was...
The people. Who are the people?
The people that are actually running the zip line. They trained us to help en masse.
Independent company.
Independent company NFL from Whistler, Canada. Yes.
Okay.
So... The short story on that one was we harnessed about 70 people over 2 days, but on the last day, I just happened to have a harness on, and I had just happened to have a waiver signed, and I had just happened to, and he said, yeah, go for it. So I got to do the zip line across the Mississippi.
And the experience was?
Freezing cold, but 15 degrees with a wind chill of about minus 10, but it was great. It was super. It was really fun.
How did you get back to the other side?
You start on the south end or on the north end, and you end up on the south side of the Mississippi, which is closer to downtown. You get shuttled there, so it was.
Oh, so you start over. How do you get over to the start line?
The Hennepin Avenue Bridge is where it started.
So. How did you get to the start line?
They shuttled you there.
Okay, from.
From the Super Bowl Live site, which was down on Nicollet.
Okay, so then your ticket.
Right.
Get on the bus, go to the zip line, zip. And then get back on the bus and go back to that. Okay.
That's what the rest of the people are doing.
Now, was that, for that, it was probably a half a day experience.
It was great.
For the
customers. They wanted everybody to do three of those, so that was great fun.
Did you get on TV?
No, I don't believe so.
We didn't have TV cameras there?
We did Celebrity Day. We saw a few people.
Yeah.
We saw the News 4 anchor women did it, and some Victoria's Secret model was coming through with their filming crew, and we had to figure out who she was. That was interesting enough as it was. So, but it was... the best part, though, was tying in the entertainment when we got down there, and, you know, that's what we really wanted to do is get into the freezing cold entertainment part of it and see how they were handling it. So that was...
When you say we, I mean...
The crew and I.
Okay. By the way, my guest this morning is Daniel Grant Smith, and he is originally from Kenosha, and then he got into radiology at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. And then he moved up to Northfield and works part-time for the Northfield Hospital. And he has a daughter that is going to school at St. Olaf College. It's 21 minutes before it is 11 o'clock. Time to take a brief break. A little guitar riff before we go into that parade.
To Soul, the world tour.
Skydiving, I win.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Saturday, July 7th, Target Center.
I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
Two superstars, one amazing night. Saturday, July 7th, Target Center. The rest of our life, their first album together. Available now. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com.
At Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual, you can get the coverage you need from the people you know. And they will be there when you need them most, because Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual grows trust locally. This week, Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual and Grinnell Mutual would like to congratulate all of the area graduates and wish them well in their new endeavors. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual provider in Wanamingo today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
We're back on KYMN Radio, live and in color from our studios in downtown Northfield, Minnesota. In the background, you hear the guitar playing of a gentleman by the name of Daniel Gray Smith. He's a performer that will be in Northfield on Friday night, Saturday afternoon in Faribault. Daniel Grant, it's good to have you in studio right now.
Thanks, Wayne.
And once again, let's just go back to the Super Bowl one more time. You did get to go to a music venue. And what was your job there, and how close were you to to the performers, and what was your thoughts in regards to them playing in the cold?
Oh, that was the tale of the Super Bowl. As an entertainer, you are completely baffled as to how you can even execute that level of entertainment and musical prowess on your instrument in 15 degrees, you know, for any consistent amount of time. So it was all I could continue to think about was, what was the coldest I ever played in? It was probably in the 50s. So 15 degrees for me was mind-boggling. But they did it. They pulled it off. And they must have been all on adrenaline. But just proves to me that there should be all the Super Bowls in New Orleans.
Then to them. Were there people that were given free passage so that it would look like there was a big crowd attending that, or were those
no,
real
it was legit.
People that
it was legit?
It was.
Oh, it was packed.
Okay, it isn't like the audiences for on say The Voice and American Idol, where they have them all caged in and they all like candles and all that. And, you know,
it was packed.
I believe that's kind of phony. But it was packed.
It was packed.
Okay. You ever watch those shows?
Of course.
The Voice or American Idol?
Of course. I was raised on American Idol. That was half the fun. My mom actually says, "Dan, did you watch American Idol last night?" I'm like, "Mom, I'm trying. That's a family favorite. So
trying what?
Trying to get to the TV to watch it, and with my busy schedule.
Oh, okay. At what age?
We started watching American Idol when it started.
Okay.
I think, so.
So was that as a kid that liked to be on stage? Did that ever enter your mind to try out for American Idol?
Well, actually, when we were down at Disney World, they have a what they call the American Idol Experience, which is basically a tryout for that. And when we were down there in 2014?
When I was down there?
The family went down there.
Okay.
And actually, my daughters went down there a different time and tried out, and they were not able to pass the audition. And of course, then for some reason, their dad was able to go down there in a subsequent time, and I went and tried out and passed two auditions and actually got onto the actual American Idol show. For basically, they try out, and if you win the day, you get to pass right to, you get a free pass. So you actually are competing to get the free pass to go to the TV show. But it's the American Idol Experience at Disney Hollywood Studios. But it was an amazing experience. It was really a lot of fun to actually be a part of an American Idol tryout with TV cameras, high def, and the whole nine yards.
Did you make the free pass?
No, I did not. But
you think you would?
Did I think I would? Of course I did.
Good for you.
But, you know, the girl that won was way cuter than I was. So,
okay.
And much more talented, of course.
Which brings me to Craig Wozniak.
Oh, Craig, yes.
Okay, and you're saying, well, how can you go from that to Craig Wozniak? Because his brother, Peter Wozniak,
really,
who lives down in Franklin, Tennessee, daughter tried out for American Idol, and when they were doing the promos, they would show her, you know, as one of the contestants for the first show, live and exciting and all that, and then she never appeared, and I'm wondering what went wrong, and you know what, I've gotten Peter's telephone number. I haven't followed through on that. I thought maybe at one time, I thought maybe it's true. I don't know what went on, but I thought maybe I shouldn't stick my nose in it. But now, and it's a couple of years later, and she's an outstanding vocalist, Peter's daughter, as is Craig and Linda's daughter.
Of course.
Talented family.
Definitely.
And I got to know their dad, Archie, when he ran a car mechanic shop. Anyhow, and then they played Wozniak's the two boys, Peter and Craig, and this other guy Jennings, I think, played at a nonprofit basketball game when they were kids in high school. That's when I met them. That's a long time ago.
Right.
And then they went out to some of the greatest schools. Did you ever go to a musical school?
Nope. Just a school
ever
that
think about it?
Nope.
Okay.
It was just a great diversion. It's always been a great diversion. You know, having music, I call it, as, you know, I don't think I needed that to go to a school of music. I know several people that have, and that's great. I think it was just part of being a diverse person, staying in balance, and learning the language of music so you can communicate with other musicians.
Well, they call it, the universal language, music.
Exactly.
Okay, now, you're a very good guitar player.
Oh, thanks, Wayne.
Now, do you read music?
I tried. It's just not in the cards. It's all by ear.
So, when you do a Glenn Campbell song, you know what his guitar arrangement was, or do you do your own thing?
No, you like to, like you mentioned early in the show, you like to sort of spark a familiarity with a lot of people. So playing originals is one thing, but people do like to hear songs that they're familiar with. Everybody has memories attached to a lot of these songs. So, mm-hmm.
What is your favorite
song? No.
Yeah, well, you take a guy like, well, anybody in, let's use Barbara Streisand.
Sure.
If I have gone to her concerts, but if I don't hear People,
right,
you know, that's stealing for me, because that's a song that I relate to, right, as the one that I thought was so beautiful. So what one song do you relate to that would be familiar to the people in front of your band on Friday and Saturday?
Oh, you mean off of our set list?
Well, what's in your heart? Wow. Or both?
That's interesting.
Excuse yourself.
We've taken a very interesting set list, which we've kind of gone all over the map. We looked at it as probably music we a lot of times wouldn't otherwise choose, and we wanted to appeal to a very diverse audience. So I would say not one of my all-time favorites is on that list. So I tend to have cut my teeth on a lot of probably anthemic sort of songs, you know, from the 70s and 80s or probably.
Well, I'll tell you what. We might have time for two songs, but play you the one that you think will be most enjoyable. We do have to take a break, all right?
Sure.
I got to tell you that today's 15 with the author is going to be pretty interesting. At 25, Richard M. Cohen was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and told there was no hope. He defied the odds for years, but in his memoir, Chasing Hope, A Patient's Deep Dive into Stem Cells, Faith, and the Future, he shares his struggles now with failing limbs, blindness, bouts of colon cancer, and other health issues. After enduring decades of harsh treatments and invasive therapies, Cohen and his wife, newswoman Meredith Vieira, were invited to host and chair an adult stem cell conference at the Vatican. Cohen talks about what that was like and how it changed his outlook this morning at 11 o'clock on today's 15 with the author, with KYMN's Terry Knight.
You know, Sierra, you've got some pretty good promotions this season for the Saints. Everyone goes to her for promos. I'm a little
jealous.
Maybe. What do you got?
Largest food fight, Charlie Brown Saints t-shirt giveaway, and pig yoga.
A night honoring Yogi Berra?
You better get some help, Mike.
Saints baseball today at 3:05. It's opening day at CHS Field on a Metropolitan State University Minnesota Monday as we honor 26 partners for 26 seasons.
Fun is good at CHS Field, St. Paul's front porch, and home of Saints baseball.
Quality is assured when you deal with Mike at Fox Landscaping. See what a difference new landscaping can do for you. Call Mike Fox at 645-9091 about professional landscape consultation. Fox Landscaping in Northfield.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station, KYMN. It's 10:50 plus 22 seconds. And our guest this morning is Daniel Grant Smith.
Hello.
Daniel, I asked you to do a song that you really enjoy, and then a cover song everybody will recognize, and maybe both of them will be cover songs. Your show.
Sure. Well, funny you should bring up American Idol. Actually, when I did try out for the American Idol show down in Florida, took one of my favorite entertainers, and probably I think a lot of people would somewhat agree, was Freddie Mercury, because he fronted the band Queen forever, and I grew up kind of watching that guy and having enjoyed him from a singing standpoint and an entertainer. But my motto is, it's all about entertainment and making people happy. So I'm not the best singer and probably not the best guitar player, but I think it's all about making people happy.
Oh yeah, I like
this thing
ba-ba.
Called the
ba-ba.
Moth
ba-ba.
Can handle it. This thing
ba-ba.
Called the
ba-ba.
I must get around to it, but I ain't ready. Create a little thing called the this thing called the. It cries like a baby, it'll cry all night. It swings, ooh, it jives. Sets all over like a jellyfish, but I get. Create a little thing called the. There goes my baby. No, it's not a rock and roll. Cold, cold sweat. Gotta be cool. Relax. Step in. Get on my tracks and take a back seat. Hitchhike.
Bum, bum.
Take a long ride on a motorbike. But I'm ready.
Bum.
Create a little thing called the.
Do.
Create a little thing called the.
Bum, bum.
Yeah, create a little thing called the. It's a cradle of
thing called love. I like that. Keep. Okay, I have to say, I really enjoyed that.
Thing
called love. Boy, I mean, I just got right into it, you know. Thank you for doing that.
You did. I thought you were a backup singer there.
Okay, we are talking to a gentleman that has a name called Daniel. And he likes to be called Daniel Grant Smith. And it is time now for a shout-out once again to our listeners in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And that would be a sister by the name of Gail. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Gail.
And, of course, don't forget.
Hi, Mom.
Dolores.
Go, Mom.
Dolores.
Are you
Saint
there?
Saint Dolores. So, ba-ba. Now you got me going, ba-ba. Okay, that was the cover song that I really enjoyed. Now, I don't know what you're going to do, but I am ready to listen to it after this important timeout, a brief break on the Wayne Eddy Affair.
Hi, I'm Alyssa, director at the Vital Link Adult Day Center on the Three Links campus. Our program is for adults requiring care during the day and includes nutritious home-cooked meals, stimulating group activities, as well as outings to local attractions. VitalLink provides support to caregivers during the day. Transportation is available. Please call me at 664-8865 to schedule a tour or find out more at threelinks.org.
It is 6 minutes before 11 o'clock on Kim. Now, there's a friend you can count on. And, Daniel, you ready to do one last number here on the Wayne Eddy Affair?
You bet. I'm just going to get a shout-out for my band, the 4321 All-Stars, Saturday night playing at the Driftwood Char Bar up at Nicolet Avenue, and their sister band, the Famous Volcanoes, up from Minneapolis. Happy graduation to Charlotte Sunday at St. Olaf. Hi to Andrea up at the University of Minnesota Dental School. And also my band, The Layout, which will be performing here at the Contented Cow on Friday, and 10,000 Drops Grand Tasting on noon on Saturday in Faribault. Special thanks to Wayne for having me on his show today. This has been a lot of fun. It's been great seeing all the people come by and make faces at you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have 5 minutes, so that means you can do your song, and we'll do a little last chatter and have a play out. With a instrumental on your guitar, because at 11 o'clock I gotta have Terry Knight on the air with 15 with the author. What song you got coming up?
Well, no matter what happens, everybody wants to have fun, everybody wants to hang out, but no matter what time it is, 9, 10, or 11, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow. Honey, so am I. Workday passes like molasses in the wintertime. Baby, it's July. Getting paid by the hour, older by the minute. Boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I'll need know there'll be hell to pay. But honey, that's alright. I ain't had a vacation now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. The phone's for me, you can tell him I just sailed away. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. Oh, I can pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2. In a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Wayne Eddy do? Right, Wayne?
All right, a shout-out from the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
Tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
Oh, that's good. I enjoyed that, and it was recognizable, and good drumming there. I would imagine that when you're playing at a Holiday Inn or wherever, your best tipper, I bet you shouted out his or her name when you played that song.
Ooh, now there's an interesting theory.
Well, you know, if they're a good tipper, and then you'd recognize them, and they said, oh, that's me.
That's true. Well, it's always good to get their attention.
I have to say that this has been a pleasurable 2 hours, and I want to thank you for taking time.
Flew by.
Yeah, it was great. And what I thought we could do is do a play out. There's another minute and a half to go, so we can hold on that for a second. But I want to once do a deal that my guest this morning, Daniel Grant Smith, along with Lori. On
Laurie
Saturday
Williams and yeah. Ray Coudray, part of the layout.
Okay, on Friday night and Saturday.
Correct.
And they're going to have a lot of fun. Big deal coming up with your daughter's graduation.
Big weekend.
You got a lot of plans on doing the parental type stuff that they
Well, you know, it's provide. Graduation, yeah. You know, just cry a little. And,
did you go to the Christmas concerts?
The Christmas concerts are just amazing.
Did you go?
Here. Actually, no, because it's hard to get a ticket.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you play us out, okay? And while you're doing that, I'll ID the station, get the next program going. So go ahead and do your most fun guitar.
Wayne, it's been great. Thanks for inviting me.
You've been listening to The Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio out of Northfield, Minnesota, the home of cows, colleges, and contentment, and The Wayne Eddy Affair. It is 11:00.
It's time for 15 with the Author, hosted by Terry Knight. Join Terry as she opens the cover on a different book each week and talks with the author about their book, their life, and their message. Take a deeper look under the cover with Terry.
Richard M. Cohen struggles with failing limbs and is legally blind due to his diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. He survived 2 bouts of colon cancer and a life-threatening blood clot in his lungs. After enduring decades of harsh treatments and invasive therapies, Cohen decided to trade his life as a patient. Cohen chronicles his journey with humor, self-deprecation, and incredible insight in his new memoir, Chasing Hope, A Patient's Deep Dive into Stem Cells, Faith, and the Future. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you so much.
What do you mean by trading in your life as a patient?
Well, for decades, I went through very traditional treatments for the MS in particular. And, you know, MS is a disease that for years had no treatments. They slowly developed.